Welcome to the Future Funeral Service. I am your host, Robin Heppel from FuneralFuturist.com. Today we're continuing our series of pre-convention interviews for the Oregon Funeral Directors Association annual convention that is going to be held in Seaside, Oregon from April 24th to 27th. Today's guest is Patrick Lynch, a funeral director and president of the Lynch & Sons Funeral Homes in the Detroit area. And also Patrick is the current secretary of the National Funeral Directors Association. Pat, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you very much, Robin.
Now, Pat, I understand that you're going to be presenting at the OFDA convention in Seaside, and in the capacity of secretary of the NFDA. Can you maybe just share for the listeners what the current mandate is of the National Funeral Directors Association?
Well, sure, I'd be glad to. And first, let me say I'm really looking forward to spending some time in Oregon with the fine funeral directors there, and I'm looking forward to seeing Seaside. There are some wonderful funeral directors in that area, and one of the past presidents of the National Association, Mark Musgrove, is a member of that association, and I'm very much looking forward to spending time with them. But as a representative of the National Funeral Directors Association, I will do what we typically do, all of us in leadership, and that is try to share with the members of the various state associations what it is that NFDA is attempting to do to act as an advocate for the work that they do and offer them insight and experience as a national association and as the oldest and largest national association of its kind. We're very pleased that we can work on behalf of people. The president of NFDA, Michael St. Pierre, and the president-elect John Reed, and treasurer Bill Wapner, we all do the same work, as well as our at-large representatives, Randy Earle and Sean Myers and Bryant Hightower and Bob Ross. And we go around the country to these various states attempting to share with them NFDA's vision.
Mm-hmm. And now, what are some of the current issues that the NFDA is kind of tackling and then passing on that information to the local funeral director?
Well, among one of the things that I think is paramount to NFDA is our effort to enhance the image of funeral service and of funeral directors, across the country. To that end, we've worked very hard over the past several months in creating a study guide, which is based upon the PBS documentary created by Frontline, entitled The Undertaking, which was shown nationwide to over 6 million people at the end of October on national TV, and has since been on the website and will perhaps be viewed by as many as 30 million people by year end. And what NFDA did is work with the University of Michigan to create a study guide based upon the Undertaking film and the book that it was based upon, written by my brother Tom Lynch. And they arranged with the University of Michigan faculty to create a 5-segment study guide that can be distributed to mortuary schools, and it has been to seminaries, to hospice programs, to universities and community colleges across the country, which will, in our estimation, elevate the conversation about what we as funeral directors do and make people aware of the sensitive issues that we deal with folks at the time a death occurs in their family. So I'd say that that's one of our fundamental things that we're attempting to do, and that is an overall image enhancement as it relates to who funeral directors are and what it is we do. Something else that we're very interested in is the level of pre-need abuse in particular and other scandals that take place across the country. So NFDA has developed an enforced code of professional conduct whereby if any of our members behave in a way that is unbefitting of the profession, those issues will be reviewed, and if it's found and sustained that improprieties did take place, they will be removed from our membership. So we are absolutely engaged in an effort to see to it that consumers are not taken advantage of or in any way mistreated by our profession.
Yeah, and that, you know, that seems to be, you know, all those situations are very unique and isolated. They're the ones that get reported on, and it could have happened in one small little town, but it hits the national press, and every funeral home deals with that. You know, are all of a sudden in question by their community. Oh, well, I wonder if my funds are safe.
Well, unfortunately, with as small as the world has become and as small as our country has become, what used to appear to be unique and isolated is no longer unique and isolated. It can be nationwide in terms of the impact immediately. And by that I mean, if $70 million is stolen from cemetery trust funds in Michigan, as allegedly has happened over the course of the last year by Clayton Smart, people are aware of that nationwide. And it's not a cemeterian who is a criminal. It's funeral service and the funeral procession, and it's our image that's tarnished. So what we need to do in some measure is separate ourselves from those people who are doing these terrible things and let the general public nationwide know that that is not A, us, and not B, typical. It's it is something that is wrong and is scandalous and needs to be addressed. And hopefully our enforced code of professional conduct will let people know that we are serious about seeing to it that those abuses do not take place within our ranks.
Well, that's great. It's always great to hear that, you know, the National Association is taking that proactive role from the documentary play on PBS, and hopefully people watched it. You've continued its life by, you know, embracing it with a study guide and getting that out there, and then also showing that the National Association isn't going to stand for these scandals and that funeral directors can have to abide by that code of conduct to maintain their membership within the association, because they the funeral homes proudly put that seal on their websites or on their stationery, but you can't just slap it on. You need to live up to that. So I think that's great.
Well, thanks, Robin. I do too. And one of the nice things about the undertaking, the documentary, that made it possible for NFDA to in some measure distribute it was through the kindness of the Funeral Service Foundation and other important national organizations that have helped with some of the funding of that. But what's nice about that documentary is that it was independently done. It wasn't paid for. It wasn't in any way controlled by Funeral Service. It was done by the finest documentary film company in the country, and it was done independently without our oversight or input, other than that they filmed real funeral directors working with real people in real grief at a real time of loss, unlike, say, for example, 6 Feet Under, which was actors playing funeral directors, or Family Plots, which was funeral directors attempting to be actors, neither of which really hit reality. And this film, with real people suffering real loss and experiencing real grief, working with real funeral directors, really accomplished, I think, an independent look at what funeral directors do. So the Heritage Club and the Funeral Service Foundation and others recognized the importance of that independent insight into funeral service and realized that that's what made the film so special. And that's why they supported it.
Well, I must thank both you and your brother and your family's organization for representing us so well there, because I've gotten a lot of feedback and just saying, "Wow, that was just so great," and everything from that we are caring, empathetic professionals, but we're also real people. And
well, that's right.
The Lynches did a great job, so thank you.
Well, you're very kind to say that. We just did what we do every day, and other funeral directors could have done the very same thing. I'm just pleased that Karen O'Connor and Mary Navasky, the producers of the Frontline piece, saw what it was that we were attempting to do, and with the editors and their company, were able to put together a film that was a true reflection of what it is we do. We're very proud of it. The interesting thing is, and you've spoken to it briefly there, Robin, is that Frontline has received more feedback for that film than any film in their 25-year history, and more positive feedback than they have ever received for any film, which tells us that people are craving information about what we do. They're craving honest information, which at the National Funeral Directors Association, we believe we are able to and have the mechanism through our state associations to disseminate to people. And I'm just very proud that that we're using that film as one way of disseminating that information to the general public.
Well, that's great. I didn't know that
It
had received so much response from the general public.
Oh,
I can remember.
It's phenomenal. You know, if you go online and go to pbs.org/frontline/undertaking, you can actually read through their discussion board some of the comments that have come in. Now, they've stopped placing them because they received hundreds and hundreds of people that felt compelled and were moved enough to email to them their thoughts on it. And they are overwhelmingly positive and very insightful from all walks of life, from people who have experienced a death and the grief attached to it, to clergy people and hospice workers and physicians and police officers and medical tech people and funeral directors, people writing in to just say the impact that it has had on their life. And that's all on their website, and you can also see the expanded interviews of the Verino family who lost their little boy, Anthony, and some of the other people that were part of the film, the real people who were experiencing real death.
Yeah, and our thanks must go out to them as well for allowing us to look into, you know, their lives at the most personal and tragic times.
Absolutely. How courageous of them. But in all cases, they recognize that if somebody else can benefit from this, they were willing to do it. And I'm just pleased that the filmmakers put together a film that folks have benefited by and will continue to benefit by.
Well, that's great. Well, now, Pat, before I let you go, is there anything else that you want to say about the convention coming up in Oregon?
Well, I sure would. One thing that I want to speak about, and I will spend some time speaking to the Oregon funeral directors about, is the very personal attention that NFDA gives to them through their member service representative, who is an individual at NFDA that they can call at any time, as any state association member can, to receive immediate response and information. And our member service representatives have a 90-plus, I think it's 95-plus, positive review rating, which says people are getting the answers that they need. So one thing that I'll speak to them about is how easy it is to reach NFDA at 800-228-6332, talk to their member service rep, and get the kind of immediate attention that they need. That's one thing. The other thing that I will spend some time talking to them about is what I consider to be the premier program offered by any funeral service association, and that is our Pursuit of Excellence program that NFDA offers. I believe that it is the opportunity for funeral directors in small towns and large metropolitan areas to improve the service that they render by following basically the guidelines of the Pursuit of Excellence program, most of which funeral directors are doing, but it does give some great insight and great opportunity to actually do it in an organized way. I know that at our funeral homes, it's improved the way our staff relates to the tasks at hand and has made us better funeral directors by participating in the Pursuit of Excellence program. So I always make a point of saying how important I think that is, because I feel very passionately about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it is great. And I know that the recipients of that are proud of it, and their families that they serve are the benefactors of that.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's great, Pat. So I guess I'll be seeing you in a couple weeks. And I'd just like to thank Patrick Lynch, the current secretary of the NFDA, And for more information about the convention for the Oregon Funeral Directors Association that is going to be held in Seaside, Oregon from April 24th to 27th, visit their website at www.ofda.org. Check back soon for another pre-OFDA convention interview. On behalf of thefuneralgurus.com, this is Robin Heppel. And remember, embrace the future.